Yes, hello. Bruce, this is Michael. Good afternoon.
Yes, good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. I got your message to proceed, and we did try to process 950. It got declined.
Well, I guess you're going to have to wait until I change banks.
So what about, like, the other card? Where should we try to process that, like, later on, like today? What should we do?
Okay, now,
you said that you don't see the payment and everything, you know, auto pay.
Which card are you talking about now that got declined?
The Visa one, sir. No,
what?
The declined one is the MasterCard.
Oh, the MasterCard.
Yeah, the MasterCard. Yeah, the debit card.
Oh, that's what I was just saying, you know, that I'm going to have to change banks because they jump to conclusions about people and overprotect people, I've discovered, against so-called scams, and I'm sure there are scams out there. But,
well, sir, scams does not, you know, call and ask for permissions. You know?
So
I'm saying that scam does not call and, you know, ask for permissions and everything. You should tell your bank you know about this charge. You are going for a service.
I know, I told them about that, but they aren't listening. In fact, they contacted somebody from the county government, and they're going to come out and make sure I'm okay, you know. It's really ridiculous.
Well, sir, that's out of the way, I would say. Even that is actually giving you any benefit that's making it hard for you to do anything. So,
well, it's judging me guilty before I prove myself innocent, see, rather than assuming that I'm okay and the other way around.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. So, if we're having some problems with that, so what about, like, the master one, the Visa one we charged yesterday, $1,000? Should we try to process that one, or?
Did that one go through?
Yesterday it went through for $1,000.
Okay, then you should be able to do the whole amount.
Well, sir, we did try that yesterday. We didn't try to charge $4,000. We charged you $2,000, but it didn't go through, right? So
on
the Visa one. So we charged $1,000. Went through.
Well then. Oh, $1,000 went through, but not $2,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I would wait until the first of the month, and then the auto pay will clear on that, and then you'll be able to charge the whole amount.
Well, sir, I can. Okay, if your bank is facing issues for that, should I send you banking details so you can transfer the amount?
What amount? What do you mean?
Like, I can send you our business bank account number, right? And you can try to make the payment through your bank to that account because the card is not going through. So can you do that?
Okay. I don't know. I've never done such a thing.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that.
All right. Okay. So, sir, what do you suggest?
Well, I suggest that you wait another week. It'll be the 1st of July or so.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, my Visa card will, I'm sure, accept the whole amount.
Okay. So
because the auto pay will have taken place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do that then, of course. If there is no other way. So I can, just forward that information to the finance and everything. And
okay.
And for the Visa, let us try to process like 500 or something if it goes through. So we will have something to pay to the PR agency because 2000 didn't go through. 1000 went. So
okay.
I think we should try like 500 or 600. Maybe it can go through. And
that's fine. Whatever way the payment can happen.
Yeah. So, like you said, your visa is on auto pay. So on the first, it will the dues will clear off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't keep track of all the auto pays that I have. I have three of them for three cards, and I don't remember the exact.
Do you have
date.
Any, like, of course, if you want to get this through, so do you have any other card besides these two so we can, you know, go ahead and process that?
Oh, no, those are the two, and then there's another one that I lost the card for, but they still do auto pay, and that's fine with me. So, no, these two are the ones.
Okay. So what your bank said, you said that they won't let you process that payment, or what they were saying to you?
Well, what they're saying to me is that they have locked my accounts.
Okay.
So that I can't get any money out of them because they're protecting me. Well, I don't need protection that way. it's just ridiculous.
It's funny because I've been working there. I have like clients like from every walk of field like out there, and
yeah.
And I've never came across with this situation. Like what is the name of your bank, by the way?
West Michigan Community Bank.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
local
I
bank
believe
here.
It's a community bank. I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why the, you know, the security and everything, I would say. It's a small bank. You should change bank. Go to a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Because, sir, this obviously you cannot even use your own amount. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if I want to do something.
That's what's frustrating about it.
Okay.
I have money in the bank to pay you the whole amount, and they won't let me have
maybe they
even
wanna,
a thousand.
You know, due to current situation and everything, they don't want you to expend any money.
Well, I think it's part of the small-town mentality,
yeah.
You know, that we have to look after each other, and we all know each other, so that therefore we have to take care of each other, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think where it's coming from. It's a small town, so.
Not a problem, sir. That's not a problem, but I can understand that. So, but I would suggest you to go for a good one because the only thing,
yeah.
Because if I put in your shoes, if I'm in your shoes, like, for example, I want to do something, like, in an emergency, I need some money, right? Or I want to do something. So what I will call and ask for them to use that money, so, you know.
Well, see, this is the first time that I've used those cards for big amounts,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe.
And they think that I'm being scammed. Well,
that's what I'm trying to say because scammer. I understand, sir. There are a lot of people out there, and I've came across in my life as well, but they do not do not provide services or, you know, commit you something, get you something. You're looking at the work and everything. But maybe the online transactions is, you know, is something that they find suspicious, I would say. And I can understand their point of view as well, sir. That's not something I don't understand.
I can too, but I just wonder if they just don't want to part with their money.
Well,
I don't know. I have no idea.
I second you on this. they don't want you to use the money. They want to keep that money. You know?
Yeah,
just
I guess
look
so.
At it.
I don't know.
You look at it and
maybe they don't have
growth.
That much on hand, you know. I don't know.
No, sir, that's
anyway.
Not a problem. So, okay, let me just go ahead and ask if we can, you know, try to process like 500 or something. If it goes through, I'll let you know and send you that
maybe
email.
Tomorrow, another 500 or whatever. It will be cleared with auto pay in the near future. So, you know, if we're patient, well, maybe I can get the payment done to you finally.
Yeah, just let me know, and we can move from there.
Right. Okay.
So
thank
in
you,
the
Michael.
Meantime, in the meantime, I have forwarded that the brief form to the team, and I'll be sending you the copies for the draft for the articles. Okay. Let me go ahead and ask the team what's the situation and send the information to you.
Okay.
All right. So if you have any
questions
or concerns, just email me up. You have the number as well.
Oh, I did have a thought. There was an article in the Kenosha News newspaper, but it's called the Kenosha News, about me and our time there in Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there 7 years from 70. Come on now.
Do you have a picture of that, like any, like, it was in the newspaper, right?
It was in the newspaper, and it was about Bruce Leiter, you know, about me and my wife, Winifred, or Winnie.
So did you copy that newspaper for yourself?
I don't think I still have a copy of it. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But
I will have the
if
team
look,
to search if they find any copies of it. And if it is there, we will locate that. If not, you know, of course, you can. We are writing the articles. So if you recall anything you need to add up or remove from that, you can let us know. But obviously, if there is a copy out there, we will try to get it.
Well, the writer did a really good job describing why, how it was that I was called to be a writer, and how God called me to that,
mm-hmm.
And a description of our family in Kenosha, and I think
the name of the newspaper was
Kenosha News.
Kenosha, how do you spell that?
Kenosha is
K-E-N-O-S-H-A,
Kenosha.
S-H-A, Kenosha News.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
It's a Kenosha
so
News.
I will send this name to the team. They will look for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
if you find it, I will
another,
let you know. And if there is an online copy of that, I can also share that with you if there is out there.
Yeah. Okay. And also, you listed 5 of my 12 books for the Wikipedia article, and we need to add the other 7 books. So because 12 books have been published.
Okay,
and there were only 5.
The recent one, what was the last one that you published, like launched?
Okay, the last one was, there were 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly which one was last.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'm just taking notes here, so I can send over that to the team.
Okay.
Yeah, anything else, sir?
No, that's all I can remember at the moment.
Okay.
My memory isn't very good. So.
No, that's not a problem.
If you remember
anything to share or remove or add onto the draft, you can write it down to me or give me a call.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Bruce. You have a great day ahead of you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.